Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker. You can find me on the Game Brand podcast if you're a board game kind of person like I am. And joining me as usual is the wonderful and hilarious Ronnie Karam. What's up, Ronnie? How you doing?
Well, hello, little Benuni.
Hi. You know, I just want to add another pitch. I keep talking about Game Brain, but I've been writing some articles for The Dip, and I've done a lot about Peloton, but I've also been writing about Love Island UK, which wrapped up already in the UK, but not in America, but it's wrapping up soon. So if you are a Love Island UK fan the way I am, go check out some of the things I wrote about it on The Dip. The Dip. It's D-I-P-P. TheDip.com.
The Dip.
The Dip. The Dip, Dip, Dip.
The Dip.
And
well,
today,
that's cool, Ben.
Today we're talking about something that's not Love Island, but just as petty. It's the Shaw's of Sunset Part 2 reunion, or reunion part 2.
Yes, yeah. Here we go. Our favorite group of toxic friends, the Shaw's of Sunset. These people are terrible. These are basically all Ramona Singers on this show. They do the most horrible things to each other, and then they just go, "Sorry, but I love you. We're brothers. I'm so sorry, my brother." And then they hug, and then they just go back to treating each other like crap. I mean, I think they apologize to each other, and then completely stab each other in the back like 10 times just in this reunion.
I know, over and over again, every single year, every single episode. It's like they can't live with being in a feud, so they just have to ultimately brush it under the rug and just declare that they're family. And then because they never really deal with their issues, or they never come to terms with the fact that they've just moved on from each other in life, they just keep fighting. And in a sense, it's great. I mean, that's sort of what we want from reality stars. I mean, look what happened to Vanderpump Rules once they all decided that they would grow up and kind of meet each other where everyone was. The show just started to tank. So, yeah, you know, thank God for this immaturity, you know?
Yeah. Where am I? I'm already lost in my... Yes, it is.
You're
like
at
that.
The reunion, bitch!
I think that the producers probably told them, guys, this show is way too toxic. People said it was way too dark last year. So no matter what happens, make sure you just end it on a good note, because they keep just trying to end everything on a good note, but it just keeps going. And he's like, wow, you guys are getting along great. All right, Reza, remember when you called MJ fat or whatever it is? You know, he'll just keep stoking it.
Andy could not have looked more bored in the second hour of the reunion. He clearly wanted to go back to the hotel, and he's like, are there really more questions? All right.
Yeah, so, he starts talking like this. Like a sleepy baby, you know? You just see them start to nod off and go, well, you were... Well, let's talk about Mike cheating on me.
Had to give him a little bottle. So the cliffhanger that we left on last week was with Destiny and Paulina. And Destiny's saying, every single time he talked shit about me, Paulina, even that night, you know what you said to me in the bathroom. And you know damn well I've been there from the beginning and had your back. And I never went anywhere and told anyone anything about anywhere, about anyone, about anything. Anywhere, anything, anyone, you have damn well. It's like, you know damn well. It's like, could someone reboot Destiny, please?
Yeah. And Paulina's like, I will say one thing, though. I was, like, so wasted at dinner that night. Oh, yeah, what about the other nights and the other texts, Paulina? Yes.
Listen, I'm not saying anything. And so Andy goes, so, Paulina, do you remember what you said in the bathroom? I don't know.
And Gigi's like, is it okay for her to say what you told her? Like, is she okay to say it? But I don't know what I said. Yeah, but can she say what you said? Because she's ready to say it. She's like, well, I don't know. And Brenda goes, no, don't say anything out loud.
Use shadow puppets. So then Destiny is like,
you know, she may let you know what she said, or she says this to Mike. She may let you know what she said or may not, but I don't care because I will never say what she said out of respect. I'm just going to talk about that I know what she said and sort of suggest that it was really bad. I've got a secret. Yes.
And Mike's like, thank you. Thank you very much. Well, do you think that she knows too much, Paulina? And Paulina's like, well, I do think that I confessed too much to everyone when I got them involved. And that was my biggest mistake. No, you're sitting next to your biggest mistake.
I was about to say.
Is this all worth it for you? What are you doing, Paulina? What are you even doing? Okay, pick a lane, lady.
And Andy goes, well, I think that's as far as we're going to get on this one. No, that's a lie. There's actually, we could press, but she will talk. Paulina will talk. You just have to press her more, but Andy just wants to move forward. So,
well, he says that, but then the next segment's the exact same thing. So.
I know. I was also confused by that. I was like, wait, but didn't you say that's it? Like, we're just going to go back to it now. So it's Halloween, and hey, so how did Nima do dress as MJ for Halloween? And MJ is like, well, I was super impressed. You know, the over the line, the over the lip contour, that was really amazing.
Yeah. There's literally two of us. There's like MJ, and then there's me. It's like literally the both of us right now. And Andy's like, well, Russell June, did you and MJ plan to come dress as hippies? I mean, come on, that was crazy. You guys are destined to be best friends, right?
That was a complete coincidence. So then, so before the party, Paulina told Destiny Mike was caught 10 times sexting others. So Andy goes,
so those 10 instances, were those the, I can't believe I'm going to say this, the spoof text instances? Yes, I thought they were all real, but they were, what do you call them, Mike? Spoof texts. Spoofed him.
Anybody have any kind of reaction at all to that? It's bullshit, yes. Okay, well, Wendingo from West Hollywood says, Mike, when you said you can buy and sell Destiny, that was pretty disgusting. And Mike's like, yes, it was disgusting. And I have to say, I was being triggered because a lot of the questions were questionable. And I was questioning, being questioned by questionable people who were questioning me. And I felt like they were trying to attack me and make me look even worse, and I didn't like it. Do you want to apologize, maybe? I apologize.
You don't even mean it.
I mean it as much as you mean those questionable questions, okay? Because when you question me with questionable questions, it triggers me, okay? So then Nima goes, you know, this is really, if I were to assess this brand, I would say it's a double-edged sword of Paulina and Destiny friendship, okay? Because it's really great for Paulina and for Destiny to feel close to each other because there's such a strong bond between them. I mean, the brand loyalty is off the charts, but it ultimately undermines the Paulina-Mike relationship. So what you have here is a problematic marketing scenario, okay? Thanks.
And that was Nima explaining. So thanks to everybody for coming. Nima explaining these people's relationships to them is so, yeah. Like, okay, Nima, thanks for coming, teeth. So Mike's like, well, you know what, because Destiny's going, my penis is bigger than his and he knows it, Andy. Mike's like, oh, it probably is. Yeah, and I'm gonna dick slap you with it. Oh yeah, I'm sure Paulina told you already about it. Like, okay, now we're into dick fights.
Yeah.
So this is going well. So Andy's like, well, Mike, do you doubt Destiny's stalker story? Okay, because you kind of went for it. How do you feel about that? And he goes, listen, whatever happened on Twitter was because I was questioning questionable questions. I was
I had some questionable questions about some questionable questions that were questioning me, you know?
Yeah. But, and so Destiny whips out the Kenya Moore fan, the click fan. It's like, krrk, and starts fanning herself. And she's like, you said that my stalker was a fake storyline by Ink Dude.
Yeah, because his tweet said, lol. Funny how no one spelled no and then one. So if you read it, you might say, Funny how number one on the crew knew about this stalker. Can we see some proof of a restraining order against him? Or is this a spoof stalker? Spoof stalker. By the way, I have to go back to something here because it's been, you know, worming its way through my brain for the past 10 seconds, which is that if Mike were caught 10 times and now Paulina says, oh, those 10 times that Mike was caught was because those were all spoof texts. Why is Mike like, at what point does Mike realize he's being spoofed? Like, we had famously during the Family Karma recap, I got a text from someone being like, hey, it's Mandy. This is Amanda. We have our date tonight or something. And I was like, oh my God, Ronnie, this is hilarious. And I wrote back. And then it became very clear that it was like a bot and it was a scam, right? And these texts, it was a spoof text. And it went, you know, it would happen live on Crappens. But like, it happened to me once. And I know going forward, I'm like, oh, okay, I see how the spoof text works because it's a bot. And so I would not get caught 9 more times engaging with the robot, right?
Well, he's just a flat out terrible liar, because first he said, oh, it was just that once. He just said it last week in the reunion. He goes, no, the only time was that one time. That's the only time. And so now it's multiple times, and now it's 10 times that he was being spoof text, and then they all happen to come at a time where he's getting caught. Those are the only times he was being spoof text. I mean, he's just so full of shit.
If they're spoof text, why are you engaging with them each time? Nothing. You know what I call these? Questionable questions.
Yeah, questionable questions with Mike Schwartz. So Mike's like, you know, so Destin's like, go to hell. And he goes, I didn't say that. You did. They just put your text on the screen. You did just say the stalker was fake, right? And he goes, look, I was just trying to get Paulina to leave. And if that triggered you, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but if I asked a man to leave multiple times and he refused to leave.
He's like, my most prized possession was in there. My most prized possession.
And he's like, ugh. Okay, let me rephrase that. Okay. Let's say, okay, imagine you go and you order something from Hammacher Schlemmer, and then you bring it to a party, and then you need to leave, but you almost forget your Hammacher Schlemmer gift. So what do? You have to take it. It's your most valuable possession, right?
Yeah, Look. I don't mean possession, okay? I mean property, okay? My most prized property was in there. That's terrible. Okay.
No, I used
the word improperly, okay? My most prized vagina that I own. Okay, that's what I mean. That was in there.
No, I know. My most prized thing that resembles a woman, okay?
The flesh bot with money that I was currently cheating on was in your bathroom that I own.
The automated female experience that I own.
I have turned Paulina into an NFT, and I now own her. She is on the blockchain. She's on the blockchain, and I own her now.
The spray tanned scarecrow in the dress that I brought to the party.
So Andy goes, maybe you mean the most prized person that you love? He goes, oh my goodness, dude, you guys are all nuts. How am I nuts? I say possession as a joke, and now this one's about to have an aneurysm. And you, Andy, come on. My God, dude.
You did not say it as a joke. My most prized possession.
He's one of those people who just says something terrible and then goes, oh my God, what are you, so woke now? Why is everybody so woke all the time?
I'm not possessive. I just refer to her as my most prized possession, okay? So then,
Does someone who possesses something need to put them on a leash? No, okay? Now, if Paulina leaves any perimeter of here, she's going to have a buzzing in her butthole, okay? Now, that's not called possession. That's called taking care of what you own, okay? Thank you.
So now it's like so bad that I like that song Possession by Sarah McLachlan. Suddenly I can't like that song anymore, huh?
So Andy's just laughing at this point. And Russ is like, we're just trying to look out for you because I don't want the public to think of you that way.
Oh my God, who hurt him that fucked him up like this?
And his parents come out and are like, it was us. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. So so then let's move on to Thanksgiving. Hey, MJ. So why does everyone think that MJ's hands are so unclean? And then they're just like laughing because she picks her nose a lot and everything. And MJ's saying that she was pretty drunk, etc. And Andy's just like cringing some more. He's like, let me use that possession cringe face and bring it here to MJ picking her nose and handling everyone's food. Ugh.
Yeah. Hey, guess what? Vita is too brokenhearted to come to this reunion, so let's do another role play with Vita and Reza talking about their outfit. So they do like a little skit of MJ criticizing Reza for wearing shorts to the reunion.
Yes.
And then we go to Paulina. This is nuts. Okay, that was such a funny segment, guys. Paulina, what's the real reason you don't show up to anything? Come on, Paulina. Text, food, text.
Well, you know, I didn't want to sit at a table where I didn't feel... What's the rest of the line, Mike?
Where you didn't feel thankful for the people around me, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I didn't feel thankful for the people around me to be honest with you. You.
No. When you say you, you say me.
When I say you, say me.
No. When I say you, you say me.
Oh, my God, I love Phil Collins.
It's Lionel Richie. Okay. Oh, my God.
All right, God.
Jeez. So Desi's like, I was at that table and on the phone, you gave her a shout out and I even asked your man and your man said that you don't like me.
And then we see Mike in a clip going, you said I control her and I don't. And I don't let her talk. And Paulina's like, yeah, well, I didn't say like I didn't like her. And Mike's like, I don't remember anything that I said.
Okay, I was triggered. Yeah, he keeps saying that. It's like, well, I was triggered by something and I was pissed. So, you know, it's understandable. Like everything's fine because Mike was triggered, so he can't be held accountable for anything he said or did.
So typical. He's learning from these people, right?
Yeah.
Because anytime, and especially Reza, because Reza's the worst offender in this reunion, even next to Mike, which is saying something. Every time Reza's wrong, he's like,
it is because I don't feel good about myself because nobody believes in me.
It's like, oh, okay. Okay, so Mike has heard the word triggered, and now he's going to use it whenever he's in trouble.
But I was triggered. I don't believe in me.
I don't believe in me. Questionable questions.
Like, I don't believe in me anymore. I'm triggered. I'm sorry.
Triggerable triggers. So Nima's like, well, you know, I just want to clarify that you said you were thankful for me and Maris. He's talking to Paulina. You said you were thankful for me and Maris and not for Destiny. So there was a real issue with your brand on that one. Oh, you said you didn't trust Destiny. Yes, you said she was a bitch-ass stupid person. Her words, not mine.
Well, maybe it's because you were drunk, Paulina. And she's like, it wasn't intentional. It wasn't unintentional or intentional. But she was the closest to you. Are you saying that? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Does Paulina ever have a thought in her head? I mean, what the hell? Say one thing that someone doesn't have to spoon feed you.
I know. Paulina, why were you using Mike's friends for the reason you stopped coming around when you were the reason you involved them in the first place? Can you follow that question, Paulina? That's a great question. It's a questionable question. It was a questionable question.
I'm triggered. Triggered by the question.
Triggerable trigger. Okay. I didn't feel safe around them. Okay. I didn't. Mike, what is it? I didn't feel safe.
You didn't feel safe. You felt Mike was triggered.
You felt Mike was triggered. Yeah. I felt it. Andy felt Mike was triggered. No, you're getting it all wrong now. All wrong.
So Gigi's like, oh, so someone saying they don't want to be involved in it all makes you feel unsafe? You? Why do you feel unsafe? What? How do I make you feel unsafe when
group,
you were the one who
the group
didn't want
overall.
To get involved?
It was the group. The group. The group. The group overall. The group. It's the group. Triggered.
Gigi's like screaming and yelling. Yeah, I don't know why she would feel unsafe for Gigi.
No idea. You only find any excuse to explode in her face. So Sandy goes, so was it the group or was it the group and the cameras? Well, it was like a mixture of both, which is bullshit, of course.
Yeah, you know, totally.
To this day, it's not easy being in front of the cameras because my passion is really to be behind. I just want to direct, okay? And I would think that they would have handled it differently versus making him feel attacked.
She is so full of shit. You don't care about the cameras? What are you talking about? Why else would you date Mike?
What? Yeah, you literally made an appearance on Watch What Happens Live as a bartender. You're here at the reunion.
You clearly, I mean, look, Mike's relationship with anyone, Mike's a pig.
okay, first. So I have to preface that. But Paulina's ridiculous, acting like she didn't come on here to be on TV and then befriend Destiny so she could call and throw Mike under the bus to all of his friends, trying to get his friends to all side with Paulina and still keep her on the show without Mike. I mean, it's such a clear move what she was trying to do. It blew up in her face, and now to stay on the show, she has to be with Mike. And the reason she didn't show up is because Mike didn't fucking let her. I mean, give me a break. How is this so hard to follow?
It's not. It's not.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Andy says, Paulina, so why did you call Destiny in the Redwoods? I mean, this was just a few weeks after you said you couldn't trust Mike's friends.
Oh, Andy, I'm sorry I couldn't hear the question because, oh, hilarious. What a hilarious question. Ah,
so funny. Hilarious, hilarious, so hilarious hilarity.
So then Paulina goes, I never said that to her. I mean, when I mean like the friends, I mean like the group. Like I've always had that trust and bond with her.
So now Paulina's saying that she doesn't trust the group, but she trusts Destiny, and that's why she called Destiny at the exact moment when Destiny was with the whole group.
Right, on camera, right. So, Paul, and then we see the clip of her going, as I'm sure you can guess, Mike asked me not to be in touch with anybody or call anybody back, but let me just say, history has repeated itself, and at this point, I have reached my end.
Andy, when I said history is repeating itself, I was just making a comment about the situation in the world. It's just a general comment about humans and society. It has nothing to do with Mike's behavior.
So Andy's like, so you got caught again, is basically what happened when she called.
No, no.
You'd been caught.
No.
Yeah, you got caught. No. Uh-huh. More spoof text?
Yes, Mike. More spoof text. Oh, so many spoof texts. Oh, man. So many people love spoof texting me. It's crazy.
Oh my god, why does this always happen to you? Like your phone, you have two phones, you have landlines, they're all getting spoof texts. And he goes, oh, because look, and he's pointing at everybody like they're all spoof texting him now.
The global conspiracy. This is a huge conspiracy. And Destiny's like, why do these always happen to you? Yeah. And Andy goes, well, why don't you just change your number? He's like, no, but it doesn't matter. Because they're texting, they text me, they text Shervin, okay? Shervin too, he's a victim, we're all victims here, okay? And it doesn't matter about the phone number, the spoofs find you, I'm like, dude.
Yeah, they're texting Shervin, they're texting Nima, right, Nima? And Nima's like, I'm gonna nod, like, his teeth nod. You just see Nima's teeth nod. And Paulina's like, yeah, like, one of the text messages that I got really upset about, like, Mike was like, no, look. And so I did, and Nima got the exact same message. It said, I am triggered. Spoof text my vagina, boo butt trigger. So, I mean, it's pretty clear that everybody's just being spoof texting.
Yeah, because, like, Mike and Nima both got the same spoof text and talking about how, like, this bitch is, like, waiting at a restaurant, you know, for her, and her name is Ope Atabala.
You got a text from Open Table saying you have a table ready for you?
Yeah, this bitch doesn't leave us alone.
So Destiny's like, but that's such a setup. I mean, if I'm a guy, I'm like taking notes on this, Andy. And he's like, but does everyone believe that there's spoof messages? Oh, no, Andy, come on. No, they think that I'm doing this and that I'm just sending it to myself. And Gigi's like, yeah, well, Reza does think that. And Reza's like,
well, I think that he's doing it to say, look, there's all this weird shit going on with everyone. It's not just me.
See, because what Rez is saying is that there's 10 real messages, but if you make 20 fake ones, then all 30 become fake. So now we're at the point where now we have a meta conspiracy theory about the spoof messages, which we all agree the spoof messages probably don't exist in the first place. But actually, I think Reza's logic pans out. I could actually see someone who is in who has backed themselves in this ridiculous position doing this to negate all their real messages, and that way they can call them all spoof messages. This is the world we live in now, guys.
And nobody falls for it. They all know that it's Mike doing it because nobody brought it up at the reunion, so Paulina had to, you know? Because nobody was like, yeah, Andy, we're all getting these.
Yeah, no one did. No one, like, rushed to vindicate him.
I think that I think that he was obviously really texting people. He was sexting with people all over the place. He got caught. He got in trouble. Paulina texted everybody. Reza joked around and sent like a joke spoof text, maybe like once. And then Mike is now sending everyone spoof texts trying to get everybody on his page. I mean, this show's so crazy.
I just don't understand.
Like, it's like an Agatha Christie thing where everybody's guilty. You know, it's like, you all did it. It's so crazy that you all did it.
I know. I think each spoof text had their own fingerprints on it. Spoiler. I just need someone from Verizon to get in here and clear this all up, because I need to get to the bottom of what I still don't really. How does one send a spoof text? I guess you get a whole other phone. Is that what it is? You go to Cricket Wireless?
No, there's apps that you can use.
Wow.
And you can say, you can put in the caller ID for any number that you want to show up on the caller ID. So that's how people are sending each other all these fake messages. Oh. And also they're using WhatsApp. So I guess you can go change your name in WhatsApp or whatever. Oh, which I don't know WhatsApp as well. Yeah, I don't know WhatsApp is terrible. Spoof messages.
Spoof app. What's up? Spoofs up. So then
Nima explains that. He's like, yeah, but he's saying that, you know, you lie about 10, but then one is real, but now you're making all of them look fake, or whatever he just said. And Mike goes, okay, now I get it. Like, such a fucking liar. So Andy goes,
so Mike, you talked about being addicted to attention. So are you getting any help for that?
He goes, oh, yes. I'm talking to a rabbi.
Yes.
Girl, I need to hear this shit.
I bought a CD by Matas Yahoo. I've been listening to it a lot. So it's helping. So Andy's like, well, you two are in a great place, but we're engaged, so therefore we're in a great place. That's how it works.
Okay. Show your finger, stupid.
Like, my finger again.
So no, Paulina, your ring finger. Not your thumb.
Ow. Paulina, is there anything you want to clear up or inject into your face before we leave? Would you like to inject rolled up dolma into your face before we leave? She's like, I would really love a relationship with Destiny, because Destiny, I have missed you. And I apologize for getting everyone involved. That was wrong.
And also, remember, say the part about you want to have everyone over to show everyone how happy we are. Remember that part, Paulina?
Also, I would like to invite everyone, Clover, to Paul.
Over, 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 not Clover. Over, 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 over.
Okay.
No, I'm not over. You say the word over. I'm not saying we're over.
You're leaving me? Oh my god, you fucking cheater. No,
just say
cheater.
You want to have people over. Not, we're not over. No.
Hello, Paulina, why are you calling me? I'm right here.
I'm done with Mikey cheated on me.
Oh my god.
You're very happy, Paulina. Paulina, you're a happy person. You're happy and we're a good relationship.
Oh, sorry, Destiny. We're in a good relationship now.
So Destiny's like, but since you're here, I have to make it clear. I really hope that when you see the episodes, you remind yourself when you want to be rude to me that I said nothing to him or her or him. Nothing, but you still want to keep coming for my jugular, and I'm keeping your deep, deep, deep secret that I'm not telling anybody.
That is a lie, okay? She loves her Mercedes.
No, not Jaguar, jugular.
And Nima's like, but when you consistently come to the group and allude to knowing something, I mean, that like triggers him.
She's like, but I didn't say it, because I could have the last reunion. Remember when I was like, you better not come for me, buddy, because I can use this against you. And he's like, yeah, but that's what I mean. I mean, if you're going to say it, like say nothing or say everything.
And Mike's like, bro, why don't you just stop now?
just stop, bro. Bro,
Mike
stop.
Does not. Nima's like, just say it. Mike's like, no, no.
So MJ goes, God, please just give it to us. And he's like, what's that about, huh? He goes, I can't let today end and be like the way it is with Reza and be the way with you two. I mean, today is such a huge, important thing. And Mike does this thing. He goes, well, why are we doing this bullshit then, huh? We should just move. Why are we doing this, huh? Huh? And he goes, well, Paulina, before you leave, do you want to hug it out with Destiny? I would love to. She's the only one I want to hug.
Oh, shut up, Paulina. Like, You're the one who started all of this, Paulina. Okay, you started this against your own boyfriend, and you came against the whole group. Like, this is all your fault, okay?
Yeah.
So Paulina's like, yeah, she's kind of rude to everybody on her way out. Still trying to get her third season, I guess. Yeah. So then Andy's like, Paulina, thanks for being here and dispelling the myth that Mike won't let you speak. He's like, okay, go back to the crate. Get in there. Go.
Okay, we got a charging station for you back there. Okay, just plug yourself in. Okay, great. Yeah. So now then they sort of like switch couches and everything, and Nima's like, whoa, I'm sitting next to MJ now. This is crazy. Hey, I didn't mean to assault that moment, but I couldn't not keep it real. You know, that's sort of my brand, dude, bro.
So then they're just kind of messing around before we go back on camera, and MJ's doing her lipstick, and Mike, you know, fills up the water bottle in Paulina's crate and comes back out, and Gigi's bending over the couch, smoking her weed, you know, and Nima's like, whoa, Gigi, that's so hot. You're giving me Madonna sex vibes right now. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Major sex vibes, Goldnessa. She's like, please go away.
So she goes, does that thing where she's like, well, I am like a virgin. It's been 3 years. Where she does that big, huge, open mouth laugh thing. And whenever she does that, she kind of looks like an old toothless meth head.
I think I say something more charming.
No, yes. She does something where she kind of like covers her teeth with her lips so it looks like she's toothless.
An old toothless meth head. Yeah. It's not where I thought that was going to go, but I support it.
All right. While some of our Shaws are in relationships, the rest are still looking for their match or matches. Plural, never going to happen because all your behavior is documented on television. Okay, Gigi, talk to me about polygamy. Do you even know what it means? Yes, it means having a love of shapes. Oh, polyamory. And polygamy.
I guess polyamory could lead to polygamy.
Tell me about polyamory and polygamy and Cal Poly. Have you ever been to that college?
If you have a poly, you should get it taken out because those could be bad. I'm just going to say that.
If you're poly, like, do you want a cracker?
Pollyanna, was she a good person or was she really a bitch who deserved what she got in the end? Gigi, take it away.
She just basically like, well, I haven't actually tried this yet, but it's something I'm really, like, really interested in. And Andy's like, so how do you know that's what you want? And she says that basically when she was married to Shalom, she was like, there was one time when I woke up. Sorry, you were married to him for 4 months, right? Yes. Anyway, I woke up one time and I told him, if I'm not around and you want to mess around with a girl, I'm okay with that. And he didn't like that.
Yeah, because he thought I was fucking around, you know. Okay, so a couple things. First of all, why have we had to listen to your polyamory bullshit all year long when you haven't even done it?
Yeah,
you
know? Yes.
Like, give me a break. Like, I want ice cream right now. Am I going to talk about – well, that's probably a bad example because, yes, I will talk about it for an entire hour. But still, don't make it your storyline. You didn't even do anything.
Yeah, it's very odd. It's like me talking about like the importance of joining a professional football team, and then at the end of the season, it's like, oh, so Ben, so what was it like for you when you were on a football team? I was like, oh, I've never done that.
Yeah,
I just think it's important to do.
And she says that she just hasn't tried it because of COVID. Really? Because you had a gigantic like jungle themed party with 100 people. So.
Yes.
And Pastor Bate. I mean, give me a break with this. So the second thing is when he's like. When she says, well, when I was married to Shalom, Andy, they popped up one of those ads under her and it was huge. And it said threat thwarting Wi-Fis. And I just thought it was so funny because it's like Shalom's big face and it's like threat thwarting.
Oh, you need that for spoof messages, you know?
So, you know, warding is a threat, but you know what? I told her it was spoof words.
No, Mike, it's for Wi-Fi bots.
Oh, never mind. I didn't say that. Nothing ever happened.
It's questionable questions. So then Andy's like, so do you ever hear from Shalom? She goes, no comment. I noticed that you're still wearing his ring. So the answer is he's probably calling every day to be like, give me back that ring. I spent $10,000 on it. Give me back that ring.
Yeah. So we talk about the size of Nima's penis. Is it really big or is it small? Because you said it was small. And then he came on Watch What Happens Live and he said,
that whenever Gigi calls someone a small dick, it's because she's like, they're interested in her and she doesn't like them, so she calls them small dick. It's like, it's a show.
And she's like, I'm pushing 40, and I've been there, done that. I've had all types of dual. And he goes, huh, well, you know what? She touched my dick in Hawaii and said, dude, bro, I'm pleasantly surprised. At which point I said, you know what's pleasantly surprising? That you're like giving me sex kitten vibes right now, bro, dude. Like, it's hot. Like, I want to put my penis that's of a surprising size and girth into your vagina because I'm a bro, bro.
And she's like, well, you know, it's like I thought it would be a carrot. And Mike's like, what is it, like a cucumber? She goes, yeah, a Persian cucumber, not an English one. She does her meth mouth laugh.
Yeah, and Andy's then, like,
Nima's like, yeah, Andy's like, I'm even above this. And I'm Eddie Cohen. Okay. And Nima's like, well, Andy, you know, I've been dating lots of girls, tons of girls, so many girls, so many vaginas. And you know what? East Coast girls share, like, they're just different, you know? Like, and I just, like, I met someone intriguing. I will say that, Andy. I met someone intriguing. And Rez is like, Garcelle, hey, you love Garcelle.
Nima and Garcelle sitting in a tree. KISSING. Oh, yeah, that's really my brand, actually. That's actually a proposal for our first date. We go to a tree. So we actually see a clip from Watch What Happens Live where Garcelle said that she likes Nima, follows Nima, and thinks that Nima's hot. And then we get into this segment where they talk about how Nima is like a ladies' man with Bravo Celebrities. And they start talking like which Bravo Celebrities are into Nima. And it's like, first of all, Sheena comes up first, which I did not know about a Sheena and Nima crossover. And then they're like, oh, and the one with the short hair from Summer House, you know, the one she said she could get Nima an outfit that cost $45 less. You know that one? She made
Smash
Nima
like and subscribes.
She made Nima like and subscribe her videos. What was her name?
Oh, gosh. So, yeah, he got Paige, Jules, Sheena.
Jules. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Nima is really just that guy at the office who's just banging anybody who feels sad at Christmas.
Yeah, know? He's just the right place at the right time. You know, he knows where to be.
Yeah, so he's just like low effort water cooler bang, you know, where they're like, well, that guy's okay. I mean, at least he's got clean teeth and I can see him from here. So, all right, let's try it out, buddy.
He's the Hershey bar. He's the you went to the vending machine to get a Kit Kat. And there's no Kit Kat. So you're like, I'll have a Twix. But there's no Twix. There's not even Snickers. So then you wind up not at a Hershey bar. He's like the Three Musketeers, right?
No, he's like the Sour Patch Kids.
It's basically what you just settle for in the vending machine.
Totally.
You know?
It's like the Almond Joy. Let's face it.
Yeah. And you're like, it's not so bad, actually. You're like, actually, why don't I have this Almond Joy more? But you're never going to go to it first.
Yeah, and he's like, well, my new girl, she's French, Andy. And like, I'd love to bring her to the group, okay? Oh, really? Is she in Canada? Is she French-Canadian? My girlfriend in Canada? So Rez is like, well, I'll say this much. Adam is great, Andy. Adam is doing great. Well, we didn't see him that much. You didn't? And that was purposeful. He's not around because he has a new job. And the same way Paulina feels about this group, Adam feels the same way.
Oh, really? Then why were you the whole season saying Paulina was trash for not coming around the group and Mike wasn't letting?
Yeah.
Hypocrite.
Well, actually, the real reason is because he had a terrible beard and he wouldn't shave it off, so I just made him stay at home.
I didn't want him to have to come to parties when he would also have to bring all the rats that were living inside of his facial hair, Andy.
I get sick of Adam being invited to parties only so that way he could sweep up what people were dropping on the floor with his beard. So Andy's like, so Reza, do you still want a kid? Hold on one second. I never want a kid. Never, ever, 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 ever.
Well, this is a change of heart.
Totally, Andy. You can feel things. I don't think it's a good idea.
And he's like, but we've talked about it so much.
Yeah, But, you know, sometimes you learn things about yourself, and they tell me I do things they don't like about me, and I have parents that... I don't want to cry, Andy! I don't want to cry, Andy!
Can I take a break? I don't want to keep crying while I'm talking. I just want to dab my eyes. A bitch got to dab his eyes! A bitch lost 40 tears, and I don't want to keep crying. I'm sorry! But while I step away, please remember that it was all your comments about me that caused me to lose faith in parenthood. Thank you.
Yeah, that's what he did. He's like, yeah, you know, because my parents, they were so terrible. And now, you know, these people don't believe in me. He starts going off on this. They've all made him feel like such a terrible person. He doesn't want to do that to a child. First of all, you are a terrible person.
They're right. They didn't first of all.
Feel like one. Okay. Yes.
Second first of all, right on the money.
Totally fucking Adam over, which called that one years ago with his well, control. That's like, I don't want a baby, you know, but well, maybe I'll have a baby if you do X, Y, and Z, Adam. We can have a baby if you do this, this, and this my way. So Adam does it. And then he's like, well, but if we're going to have a baby, it's going to be a surrogate baby. So we're going to do it my way. Then he goes through all of that. And now you don't want one and you're going to blame MJ and everybody for you not doing it. You never wanted a baby. And yeah. you just strung that poor Adam along this whole fucking time. What a sucker.
No. He didn't string poor Adam along. This was obvious to any single person who watched the show. This is Adam's own fault at this point, right? Like, Adam wanted a baby. It was obvious that Reza was never, ever going to have a baby. And Adam, you know, like, he should have seen the writing on the wall, but instead he saw the chevron on the wall instead. And it's hard to see the writing when there's chevron. But I mean, but you're right. It sucks for Adam in that he did fall for it, right? Like, he fell for it. But at the same time, this is probably for the best for humanity, because Reza there is truth to this, that Reza would be passing on some very toxic behaviors to a child. And we probably need to stop the cycle. But it is funny because it does feel like he's ultimately just kind of like guilting his castmates for it, and maybe even the audience. and he's probably wanting a moment where everyone says, no, you'd be great.
Also, Bravo is like the only place on Earth that people are like, wow, you're 50. You should have a baby. Why not? You're 50. Let's do it. It's going to be fun. Your twilight years are going to be spent, you know, going to high school football games and shit. Like, get out of here with that.
Well, I'm not saying
you can't do it. It's just Bravo's the only place it's encouraged.
Like, yeah.
Do it. It's a great idea.
I wanted to have a baby, but I don't want a child being raised in fear that the cacti in the backyard may be destroyed by an evil man someday.
I don't want a child who lives in fear of a ficus hitting him in the head while he's trying to eat his Cheerios.
I don't want him to think that he can just spend $800 on a Xeriscape and have it destroyed by an emotional man.
Oh, God. And then MJ and Gigi jump in, of course. Well, I hope he has a change of heart, because life takes on a new meaning when you bring life into it. It's like, yeah, I'm going to be the best example for my kid, Andy, because, like, Reza, you've changed so much in the last 2 years. Like, you're meant for it. He has not changed at all. I don't know what the fuck everybody's talking about. No. And no, he's not meant for it. And guess what else? Everybody does not need to have a kid to be a good person. So both of you shut up with that. They're like, oh, my God, it changes you. You don't realize what being a good person is until you've had a baby.
Yeah, let's not use children as band-aids for your personality, okay? Let's not be like, well, I have some toxic behaviors that I picked up from, you know, my childhood, but if I have a baby, I bet I'm gonna fix it all.
Yeah, sometimes I think that people who have babies are like, everybody has to do it so I don't feel so alone over here, you know? They're like, this sucks, you should do it too. It's like this tastes, you know, that old like Ellen joke where she's like, wow, this tastes like crap. Here, you should try it.
Yes.
I was at a pizza place with my family yesterday, and we're sitting there, and there is this couple with 7 children. Okay. Seven. Yeah. And they were so cute couple, the cutest kids, of course, running everywhere, throwing pizza all over the damn place. And at one point, the dad looked over, and he just looked like, help.
Yeah.
He looked just so jealous that we didn't have kids everywhere. He's like, please help me. Please.
I know. I mean,
talk to him, he would have said, you should have kids. You'd love it. This is great.
Always, always. And I say that as gay men, one of the privileges of being gay men is that we can, instead of having kids, we can have brunch and spontaneous plans. And so I say that Reza can lean into that. Of course, that goes for everyone who doesn't have kids well. But yeah, I think for gay,
because there are a lot of gay parents now.
There are a lot of gay parents, but I feel like there's more of a societal expectation on straight couples than there is on gay couples, even though it's totally, you know, becoming more normal. I'm just saying, Reza, enjoy that you have no kids. There's a lot of upside too. So, so does Adam want kids?
Well, our relationship is in a good place, and I would hate myself if I end up being that parent whose disappointments show through, and I made my kid feel the same way that I was meant to feel, which is a bitch who had 40 more pounds on him a few months ago.
Well, hey, Jimmy and I are both lunatics, and we did it alone. All right, well, let's stop talking about that. Let's go back to the welcoming party. It seems like you got enjoyment telling Destiny what Vita said about her flat butt. Okay? What was up with that, Reza?
He's like, because I am so sick of MJ not shutting her mother down.
And it's like, you love shutting her down when she's coming for you, but you thrive when she's coming for other people.
And so Andy goes, well, then why did you repeat it? Like, she actually was trying to shut it down. and Destiny's like, yeah, if he had not repeated it, I wouldn't have known until it aired. It's like, so what's the difference?
So who cares?
So,
like, are you a better person for knowing someone's mom was rude? Like, who cares, Destiny? So, stop standing up for this monster.
In one timeline, you find out at the party, and then you have a shitty party, and then you also are angry at Vita. In another timeline, you enjoy the party, and then find out later and are angry at Vita. So do you want to enjoy a party or not?
Yeah. And Andy's like, yeah, but Reza, you were laughing. And he goes,
yeah, because the one-hit wonder showed up and was like, pop, 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 just being mean to everybody.
Yeah, he's like, his responses are so flimsy. And MJ goes, well, that's absolute bullshit. You hurt my mom. You've hurt her so much.
And you've done nothing. You're an angel. Oh, yeah.
I've destroyed our relationship. You're perfect, but I'm compulsive. I'm elusive.
And she's like, but my mom watched that. And he's like,
but I'm the worst person. You know what? Bring out a list for MJ. Does someone have a scroll for Maris to read from?
I feel like you came here with an agenda to make me look bad, and I don't like it.
So, which is like,
I love that the agenda is just saying things that Reza did.
I know.
Well, Destiny, were you more bothered by what Vita said or how gleeful Reza was? She goes, I hated all of it. And her husband talking about my looks. And then it's like Tommy being like, well, she looks like the cow from Sesame Street.
And MJ is like, well, I told Tommy I'm not supportive of him criticizing your looks, and I didn't like my mother doing it either. Well, where's Tommy's apology, Destiny, for all that shit that you helped start last year? You know, Destiny got away scot-free with all of that stuff. Yeah. So Andy's like, well, it was good seeing your mom, Reza. And he's like,
oh, I wrote so much about my mother's tumultuous relation.
What did you did not? You did not write shit, okay? You probably had somebody else leave you a long-ass voice message for that lady to transcribe. Get over yourself, Christopher Robin, acting like he sat there all day writing for years and years.
And then Reza says that his dad, oh, this is sort of sad, this is like legitimately sad, that his dad is not verbal now, so he can't, like, he sees pictures of Nima with his dad and how they patch things up, and, you know, he thought it was nice that they were able to get to a better place before it was too late. And he's like, yeah, hey Mike, you were a voice of reason last year, which is crazy that you were a spoof voice. No, this is a good thing. Oh, sorry. Yes, yes, voice of reason. Yes.
Mike, did you know what? Mike, last season, do you think that the plugs made you smart? Or do you think the plugs made you meaner this year? Because last night you were much smarter and you were bald. Okay. Hey, did anybody ever forget that Mike was bald? Let's roll the clip.
Spoof hair. So
then sorry, that's plots. I got lost in my notes there. Yeah.
So Mike is basically like, I just wanted, you know, I was a voice of reason. Thank you very much. And I just wanted Reza to reciprocate what I gave to Reza last year, which was a lot of condescending information.
Yeah. So basically, last year, Reza's boyfriend was caught in some naked Jenga scandal, which you brought up on camera with Destiny to get back at Reza for all of his past shit. And then you pretended to be nice to Reza to get him through it. How is that really different than any of this? Except, I mean, Reza's doing exactly what you did. He brought up your shit, or he helped bring it up on national TV, and then he pretended to be nice to you about it later. What's the difference?
But you know what? You know what, Ronnie? You know what, Andy? You know what, America? Today, now here, I look at him and I go, fuck, I miss this guy and his spoof texting. I miss him. Who else would wear shorts and a suit and pull it off? Like what? The people of Bermuda? I don't think so. This is what he does.
He amuses me, he enlightens me, and he makes me feel fulfilled. He's the brother I've always wanted.
Is he giving some sort of like lifetime achievement award to Helen Mirren? What is this speech? You know, he's like, but you know what? He's the brother I wish I had, but we don't handle it the way we should. Instead, we go to social media and the press and get people involved. And I'm like, fuck this guy. He's betraying me, my trust. But right now, standing before you, I love you. And I will always love you. I will always protect you.
I love you too. I love you so much. Because one thing I know about Mike is when we make mistakes, we do not like when the other one points it out, but we're like brothers. And I have to tell you, one of the most beautiful parts today is seeing the ring on Paulina's finger. So for him being able to turn around the mess I got on national television, I have mad respect for that. You know, to like come to the table and admit that in that speech, I'm so proud. Let us hug. My brother. Let us hug.
Also, let's also point out that Mike runs to the press when there's a problem. I love you. I love you.
Worst, phoniest fucking people on TV. These people are just the lowest of the low. And I love them. Please don't recast.
You know what? You didn't do it on my time frame, and I was mad at you, but I love you. I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry. I wish I could only give a fraction of this love to Baby Shams.
So then we go to commercial and we come back and MJ's telling Reza before they roll camera. She's like, you know, like, come on, Reza. Like, we go way back, you know, and it's not that I need you to validate my feelings. It's just like I need to at least be able to say my feelings. He's like, but you always do. And I support that.
So Andy's like, well, after a rough season, MJ is back. And her marriage, on the other hand, has become significantly less spicy. So what's going on with you two? How much time are you boning? Are you boning? Tell me everything. I want details.
And she's like, no. And so then she talks about mom duty and all of that stuff. And then Andy asks, let's let Reza cry some more. He's like, are there any qualities of Baby Shams that you see your father in? And Reza's like, talks about how great Daddy Shams was. And then we get to, you know, what's one thing you miss about Reza that you haven't gotten back? And she's like, well, Andy, it's like the day-to-day. It's like calling, or like, what's holding me back is I want to make sure we're like earning it authentically. And I think it's a problem between my husband and him, you know, because the jail time my husband did, you know, that's hard to walk back. It's hard to walk back. And
the jail time my husband did on account of the assault he committed, on the vandalism he committed. That was really, it was really hard for him to walk back the jail time on the vandalism he committed. So
check this. This is so fucking Reza, right? So what's the status of the restraining order?
Oh, well, she said Tommy doesn't give a shit. You know what? I paid my attorney. I wrote the card. He ripped up the card. You know, she never reached out to say thank you for the card. I mean, I was just disappointed. I thought we'd be in a different place. Like, I'm trying. And I thought maybe if I drop it, then maybe some good will come of it. But
he hasn't dropped it. He still has not dropped it. This fucking guy. And then sitting here crying like he's such a victim.
Yeah, when it's like, because he's like, oh, well, Tommy said he doesn't care. I'm like, yeah, he says that, but I'm sure if you dropped it, that's the whole point. Like, Reza was like, I'm going to send a card to show I have not, this is the most sincere thing, right? Because I know I've got nothing, like there's no shot this will work, but I'm going to send it anyway, which shows the sincerity. And yet he won't actually do that with the restraining order, which is the same thing. Like I know he says he doesn't care, but I'm going to do it anyway to show something, right? So he is fully full of bullshit. And he goes, can I say something that's very honest? And by honest, I mean a full lie. I do not want a relationship with Tommy, okay? I'm doing the restraining order. And by saying I'm doing the restraining order, I'm actually not doing the restraining order because I haven't. I'm doing the restraining order as a favor to MJ because she made it crystal clear that she feels isolated and alienated as a result of it.
You're recording this, right?
Yes, I am.
Oh, thank God, because I did not press record.
God, oh, my God. Could you imagine? Could you imagine 50 minutes of these voices just going out into nowhere? Could you imagine?
Thank God for you, the wind beneath my wings. Oh, God, I just got that.
It's Tommy's fault I didn't press record.
If I had known that would have made a difference, I would have pressed record the entire time.
Oh, God. Okay, so MJ's like, first Rez is like, yeah, you know, it's clear that he's not looking for a relationship between me, Destiny, or Gigi, you know, but that was a gesture of goodwill. Like, but you haven't done it, Reza, you know? And MJ's like, well, I see the show, and so does Tommy, and he sees, you know, and they're like, so what did he see that's so bad? And she's like, well, like, he saw, like, you guys liking, like, making fun of me dying and stuff. And he's like, that was years ago. Nothing has happened this year.
Yeah, I didn't. What was that about, by the way? I don't seem to. I don't remember.
She's bringing up the stuff from last season where. They said she's in the hospital dying, and he's like, whatever. She's not
dying so bad that she can't start shit in my life.
Right. So Andy is like, what would it take for Tommy to say Reza can meet Shams? She's like, well, Tommy wants to see Reza in anger management and also maybe season tickets to the Mets. Is there a way we can broker a meeting with Daryl Strawberry or Doc Gooden? Is that possible or no?
Yeah, and she's like, well, Tommy's in anger management. And Gigi goes, yeah, because it was court ordered. I mean, did he finish when the court order was finished, or did he like still go because he actually cared? Because it was the court order. That's the reason he went. And MJ's like, he's really been working on himself. Like, he's got the gratitude alarms going off. And we get the clip of, ding!
All right, I'm grateful for boobies, farts, because they're funny, and Tupperware, because, like, who the fuck thought of that? Thanks, God.
I'm grateful for Shea Stadium.
They tore that down.
What the fuck?
Throws a microwave through the screen door.
So, have Reza and Gigi seen that MJ has grown? So Reza says,
well, you know, I haven't spent much time with MJ, and I would love to tell you that I can share lots of stuff with you, but unfortunately I can't.
And Gigi's like, yeah, same with me. And she goes, you know, it's interesting to me that you're saying funny stuff behind my back to Reza. And
of course, so Reza's running right to Gigi going, MJ's talking shit about you.
That's exactly right. And there was some situation where they ran into each other at a birthday party and it was weird. And there, Gigi is just sort of talking about, I guess MJ was, I guess it called Reza a ringleader or Gigi a ringleader. Either way, Gigi
called
did not.
Reza. She said, well, you couldn't do that when your ringleader was there, which was Reza. And so she's like, we're trying to take steps forward, but then MJ keeps talking shit about us, which I know because Reza and I talk shit about MJ, and that's when we compare notes.
Yeah, pretty much. And MJ goes, well, I harbor resentment. So Gigi goes, Maris, the reason why you're not my friend and I will never and will never be my friend is because you lie. You have never been there for me. What does MJ have to be there for Gigi for, right? Like, what, like, the going to a class at the Learning Annex about polyamory. I don't know. Like, I mean, there were, I feel like MJ did show up for like the big things, like the hospitalizations, etc.
Well, MJ has screwed Gigi over plenty, but Gigi, you know, Reza has been the worst, and Gigi's fine with Reza now, you know, but she's more scared of Reza. So she like holds Reza closer or something, and she won't forgive MJ. And MJ doesn't like Gigi. Nobody really likes Gigi anyway. They just wait around to use Gigi as a weapon against each other.
Why is Gigi
changed is sitting here screaming like, you're the reason I'm not your friend. Ah! Like, oh yeah, totally different, Gigi.
Gigi's like, you'll never be my friend because you lie. When there was an entire season where Gigi made up a lie that Reza had a sex tape at like a men's spa. So I don't know.
Yes.
Yep.
So who here thinks Reza should be allowed to meet Baby Shams? So some of them raise their hands. I honestly didn't write down who, but some of them do.
The only one who didn't was Mike.
Mike? Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
So MJ is like, well, when Reza and I are close, there will be meaning in having him play a role in my son's life, which is also like a line of bullshit because you know, I've met a lot of babies who I have no significant role in their lives. Like that has nothing to do with anything, right? Like if anything, you want, you're like, please hold my baby so I can finally like go to the bathroom, right?
Yeah.
I don't care who you are.
I think she's saying like, if we're actually friends and spending time together and we mean something to each other, it'll come natural to meet the baby. But right now it's like, what the hell? And then Andy says, does it cause a strain in your marriage? And she's like, it causes a strain in my heart, Andy. Okay. So then Reza goes into his full victim monologue of,
you know, like the way that she talks, that I'm so bad. It makes me want to do nothing because nothing is safe. And like we've taken 1,000 steps back because of my brain and my heart. I know she's having conversations where I'm the bad person, and it makes me want to avoid her like the plague. And it's been the happiest time in my life not to deal with the emotional burden.
The emotional burden of being called out for shit that you did.
Like, the emotional burden of you sitting in the repercussions of yelling at a crowded party that MJ had 10 abortions. Is that what he's talking about? And he's like,
yeah, hates the guilt of it.
Yes, exactly. So Reza's like, you guys feel like I have to be in anger management and I love you, but I'm going to drop the restraint and I'm going to drop the restraining order for your husband the way I dropped 40 pounds. Bitch lost 40 pounds. But I'm not going to anger management, okay?
Get it.
I'm not going to stop. Get it, okay? I'm going to hang out with you. I'm not going to see your kid. I love you. I'm going to do it so we can have peace.
And she's like, but don't you see that it hurts me to watch you form all these other relationships without me? And he's like,
why do I have to do everything for you? Stop punishing me. I've been punished so much and now I need anger management.
My God, you've not been punished. You're still refusing to. You're basically blocking Tommy from being on this show and coming on camera. And you know that you're doing it. And so why the fuck would Tommy like you?
Yeah.
You're taking away his job. Like you're the one making it difficult. Come on.
So Mike is like, you know what? We have to leave Christmas gifts out of it. They're like, what? Oh, significant others out of it. Okay. Work out your friendships and she can't, you know, work on your friendships and she can't control Tommy or Vida and you can't control Adam as evidenced by that terrible beard. So just focus on you two. Okay.
Now, hold on. Let me look at my cell phone to check on the camera in Paulina's crate. Oh, look, she just rolled over. God, that's cute.
Do you know that, by the way, I just got like a spoof phone call from, it was a number from Ontario, California, and the number was V8. First of all, it starts with V8, okay? I'm not getting a phone call from a can of V8, all right? And it has literally 13 numbers on it. I was like, this is a spoof phone call from Mike Shuhad.
Oh, Michael Shuhad. So they start. This has ended 20 times. This is another one where they keep having ending segments. And then they're like, yes, let's talk about forgiveness. So then Mike goes through all that. And Andy goes, good advice. And Gigi goes, I think that, you know, what's weighting them down is their spouses. Yes, Gigi, that's already been said. But thanks.
Well, we're shooting this tonight and we're walking out of here and the cameras are going to be down for a while. And then this is the true test. It will either sink or some, it will swim. And MJ's like, for sure. And she's like crying. And so Andy's like, all right, we're going to focus on the present and see where this goes because, I'm just really tired. I want to get out of here. So, we're going to toast and we couldn't think of anything. So we got you guys a bunch of pies. So here, have a pie. They all just got pies. And then they're like, okay, time to do a toast. He's like, does anyone know a toast? And they're all like, salamati. I'm like, Andy, you've been doing these reunions for like 8 or 9 years. You don't know the toast yet? I know the toast. I know the toast now.
So then we think it's over, and Gigi's taking sexy pictures on set, and Reza's...
Oh, wait. You. By the way, you forgot the most important part. For the past, like, year or 2 years, the end of the reunion shot has become like food, right? Because they don't just do shots anymore. And so now, as a result of that, we get the post-shot Andy Cohen Yelp review where he goes, "This is a good pie! This is actually pretty good. This is pretty good." He does it now after every piece of food. He's like, "Hey, this brown is pretty good. Hey, this gasoline is pretty good. It's good pie."
Oh, God, this is great. So then we go to Reza's dressing room. And, you know, MJ is like, "I don't want it to end like this." And he's like, "Okay, well, thank you for coming, because I would love to go in a different direction. Maybe we should communicate. Okay, great. I'll do everything. It's going to be great. We're going to be in touch, Maris."
Yeah, she's like, "I just don't want to end with like 1,000 steps back." And he goes, "I was so focused on trying to heal the group, because that's what I am, a healer, that I lost sight of trying to heal me and you. And then we come here and I realize all the progress we made, it is so easily lost. So we have to work on it. So I am going to tell myself, Reza, stop trying to heal the group and bring people together and being such a wonderful person and devote all your energy to MJ, who is truly a lost cause, but you have to do what you have to do."
"Thank you for coming by. Please get out of my dressing room now."
"I don't want to take any more steps back because it doesn't show up on my Fitbit, okay?"
Pretty much. Oh, gosh. Well, that brings us to the end of the Shaws of Sunset season number...
Something like that.
Wow. Season 9 in the can, yeah. Everybody.
Yep, it was a good one. I really enjoyed the season quite a bit. Even if like the last few episodes were like a little in the woods, felt a little extraneous. I was cracking up all season long, and I was in it.
Yeah, great season, guys. Well, that brings us to the end of that. So we will be changing it up a little bit in the next couple of weeks with our schedule. We'll let you know once we figure out what we're going to do. Well, yeah. But for now, go over to Patreon for the bonuses, the videos, and all that good stuff. And we will talk to you guys later.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C. Dana Do.
Let's Run Some Errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Better Than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica 500 Days of Summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthew Sisters. Don't Get Salty with Christine Pepper. Let's Go on a Bender with Lauren Fender.
My Favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No One Makes Us Feel Well Like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give Him Hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's Get Racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's Take Off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.